Free Talk Live, the live Sunday anarchist edition of Free Talk Live. Oh, yes, I love it. When Mark goes away, we get to play. And the we being Brian.
And Stephanie.
And we, the phones are loaded up, but please call in 855-450-3733. We want, this is your show. You get to call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. No hierarchy here. Okay, other than I have the drop button. But, you know, that's okay. I won't press it unless, you know.
That's a pretty big power dynamic, Brian.
It's pretty serious. That's a lot of power right there. But that's all right. Someone's got to handle it, and my shoulders are broad. anyway, let's get right back into the calls. We were talking with Jason in Texas, and Jason was, Jason, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, good. We were talking.
He's opposed to Bitcoin.
Yeah, he
said it wasn't backed by anything, and then we were trying to discuss what exactly is backing up gold and backing up the U.S. dollar.
Yeah, I just
right?
have one more point. Would you
please
your life savings right now? I'm assuming you have it in a savings account, a Roth IRA, an IRA, something like that.
That's
would
an assumption.
Would you really want that currency in Bitcoin that was created by a man using a pseudonym?
Yes, I would rather have it than created by Ben Bernanke in quantitative easing. You know, I'd rather.
Okay, so you would rather have that in Bitcoin than gold, even though the price of gold.
Well, of course, that's a false choice because you don't have to just have your savings in one form. You know, you can diversify your savings, and that's what I would recommend doing. But yeah, I definitely want some of my savings in Bitcoin. Sure.
How about the majority? Would you have the majority?
If it's a choice between that and fiat, yeah.
Okay.
So even though the price fluctuates because it's not regulated. You would want it, so it could go from.
Well, wait a minute. The price doesn't fluctuate because it's not regulated. By the way, the price of stocks fluctuates. The price of gold fluctuates. The price of dollars fluctuates relative to other currencies.
When the stock of a company collapses and you have a residual claim to that company, you do not have a residual claim to Bitcoin.
Well, yeah, have fun with your worthless company. I mean, what is it worth at that point?
With your Bitcoin, I mean, let's see, the price of Bitcoin has gone up from, what, it was 1,800 all the way back down to 300-something? You want that in your account?
No, actually, that's not true.
I went from 12 to 8. Like, that's the
reason
rise was 12.
Before that, it was $100. You know, before that, it was $10. Right. A year ago, it was $30.
Just a scant couple of months, 3-4 months maybe, it was at $100.
Sure.
It,
you know, volatility means that people are
Wow. Okay. Well, that's
real mature. I mean, you know, he doesn't have any arguments, so he drops the F-bomb and then gets dropped.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was just trolling, but, you know, people do actually say, like, Peter Schiff says this, that, well, you know, gold has value because it has value. Well, that's not an argument. You know, it's just saying the same thing over and over. It's called a tautology, right? Brian wears triple black because he always wears triple black. It doesn't make sense. You know, you got to give me a little more of a reason. And actually, you know, gold and fiat money are not the only forms of money that have existed historically. There have been, you know, societies that use like shells for currency. And what are they backed by? Nothing except that people find value in them. And with Bitcoin, you know, you have the ability to cross international borders with your money. You have the ability to transact money without having to have anything physical, which means that it's harder for somebody to take it because it's not physical.
Yeah, I mean,
it's divisible. There's very low transaction costs. You can send money around the world instantly without paying very many fees at all.
The features alone blow away any other form of currency the world has ever seen.
It's unique. And that's why people
really
see value
does.
In it.
You know,
and
it doesn't have the anonymity of cash. Like, it doesn't have that level of anonymity. But that's about the only advantage.
Well, with coin mixing, you can get
you can
more
have some
anonymity.
Degree, but, I mean, it's not...
Yeah,
I know what you mean.
Yeah, but I mean, but you're right. Bitcoin's features make it worthwhile. That's why people see value in it. And the volatility just means people are figuring out and taking the market is integrating a lot of complex information into a price signal. That's the way economics works. You know, everything sort of has a price, and it's not a fixed price unless it's like pegged to something by a law, which Bitcoin is not, and that's great.
Right. Well, let's get to the calls, and hopefully you don't have to dump this one. Ken in Aurora, are you there?
Hey, guys. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hey, Ken. Thank you for waiting.
Hey, no problem. As far as Jason, that was kind of ridiculous, but my topic was My boss, I'm a 1099 contractor, and I've been trying to get him to pay me in Bitcoin. And Stephanie, I heard earlier in the show, you mentioned that you wanted to be a Bitcoin evangelist. I'd love to follow in those footsteps. I want to know, what do you think would be useful to say to this gentleman who's a complete statist, you know, full on believes, I mean, he's a true believer. Mm-hmm. What can I say to get him to pay me in Bitcoin?
That's very interesting. Well, one thing you could always consider is just take your paycheck and put some percentage of it into Bitcoin, you know, hook your account up to Coinbase or whatever and just do it yourself. But if you really want to get paid in Bitcoin, what you could do is kind of feel him out. This is what I would do. I would ask, have you ever heard of Bitcoin, to your boss, and see what he thinks of it. And if he has objections, you know, listen to his objections and say, yep, uh-huh. And, you know, once he's done, say, well, were you aware that, you know, this is true. I don't know what if he says, well, Bitcoins are being hoarded. Well, are you aware that hoarding and saving are just the same thing? And, you know, try to listen to his concerns and maybe address them. If he's a real ideological statist, meaning someone who wants and likes government regulation, perhaps Bitcoin is just not going to be for him. So maybe that's just a tough case, and you're going to have to take your paycheck and fiat and convert it into Bitcoin on your own.
Well, I imagine he could talk to the Bitcoin Foundation. That was one of their initial tenets, if I'm not mistaken, was to figure out how to you know, tax or how to do a W-2 in Bitcoin, essentially.
I'm 1099, and I like it that way. I'm not.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. I just give it as an example.
They haven't figured out clear tax laws about Bitcoin though yet. Like, there's really not very clear guidelines, which
no.
You know, maybe that's a good thing. And of course, it depends on your obedient reporting of your income to the IRS anyway. So there's always that. But you know, what you could say is that, you know, even if your boss is just someone who kind of goes along to get along. Hey, boss, did you know that Patrick Byrne, the CEO of Overstock.com, just started accepting Bitcoin at his company? And what he wants to do is eventually pay his employees and his suppliers in Bitcoin and see what he says. You know, sometimes people, when they hear that everyone else is doing it, they kind of become more interested in something.
Right.
You know what I mean? If they're not interested in it for philosophical reasons or whatever. So maybe you could try that card, you know, everybody's doing it kind of thing.
I brought it up to him several times. Like, I'm by no means quiet about my point of views in the workplace at all. And I keep asking him, you know, have you looked into it? Have you looked into it? And nothing. I mean, and my problem was, whenever I try to explain it, I don't know exactly where to begin for a basic person. Because, like, I called my bank a couple weeks back, and they started explaining what Bitcoin was to the person who I was trying to make a transfer from. And I spent 10 minutes talking to this woman.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't feel like I actually grasped the proper way to present it to someone.
Yeah, I think the only way, and this is really one of the best forms of Bitcoin evangelizing, I'll say. I don't necessarily like the term, but that's fine. one of the best ways to do it is to actually have someone like buy a cigarette off you or something, just something. Doesn't have to be a cigarette, and like do the transaction with their smartphone. I mean, that takes a little bit. It probably takes about 10 minutes, the same time frame within which you're talking to someone. And I think when they see just how easy the whole transaction occurred, they're just going to have tons of they're dying to know at that point because they're going, how did I just, you know, how did this value just get produced? And, you know, how did this work so cleanly, so smoothly? And I'm holding something in my hand now.
Yeah. As far as the elevator pitch, you could say it's, what is Bitcoin? Well, it's like cash for the internet. It's like it's an upgrade to money, you know, in a world where 69 countries are not served by PayPal, where you can send Western Union to them for about a 20% fee. You know, on $100, they take a, you know, 18% or something like that, $18 fee. I mean, that's outrageous. And with Bitcoin, you could have money and send it to somewhere that's not served by PayPal, anywhere in the world, have it arrive within seconds and pay one penny in transaction fees. And in a world where you can send an email to someone and have it arrive within seconds, can't we do better with money? Can't we do that with money too?
Absolutely.
And that's what Bitcoin does. So that's my elevator pitch to get someone interested. Hope that helps. Good luck.
Sure. Yeah, Ken, thank you very much. That's a great question to ask. And if you do get any success with that, Ken, please call in again and let us know how that goes. If you can get people to get on board with this, employers. It's a great idea. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition, the special anarchist run edition, as the lovely Mark Edge, the inimitable, how about that,
Mark Edge? Inimitable, that sounds a little more masculine.
A little more masculine, though he is a beautiful man. But anyway, he is away. He was at the Miami Bitcoin conference this weekend.
Yep.
I heard there was a yacht involved?
Yeah, you know, I'm a little sad that I decided not to go to that. I figured it'd just be too much, you know, and we had to run the show pretty much. Mark's going to be away. But it sounds like an awesome conference. It sounds like it's really happening.
Yeah, sounds amazing. So so Stephanie and I got to, and I, of course, being Brian Sovereign, we get to play tonight. And we've got great calls. And I want to actually get right back into the calls. But real quick, if you want more Free Talk Live, now, of course, if you go to freetalklive.com, along the top of the site, you can see the last, you know, 7 nights of the show. But then you can go to archives.freetalklive.com, and you can see, or you can hear, I should say, over a decade's worth.
Absolutely.
You know,
Free Talk Live has been on the air since 2003, 2002, maybe?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. And
you can hear a lot of that at archives.freetalklive.com, and it's all free, and we love
totally
it when you share. So, like, you know, we try to make Free Talk Live timeless. You know, it's sometimes we talk about news, but hopefully it's also accompanied by issues talk that's relevant whenever.
Right.
So, you know, you can always feel free to share old episodes of Free Talk Live if you like those better, if you listen and find value. Share it with your friends.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's
because like Bitcoin, Free Talk Live is backed by the value that you find in.
That's right. Value is subjective. Anyway, let's get right to the phones. And if you want to call in, the ProXPN toll free call in line is 855-450-3733. But let's go right to Matthew in Dallas, Texas. Matthew, are you with us?
Yes, I'm.
Thank you very much for holding for waiting. What did you want to talk about, Matthew?
Yeah, it's okay. You guys have some fantastic advertisements that are fun to listen to.
Thank you.
I was actually calling in, seeing like, you know, the Westboro Baptist Church in the news a lot lately. I don't know if religion's like an okay thing to discuss on the show or not. Is that
you can discuss whatever you like.
Okay. Well, yeah. So, anyways, they've been in the news a lot lately. You know, picketing funerals and with their anti-gay websites and stuff. And,
right.
It's kind of just really got me mad about the whole like the whole religious thing. I mean, I know, like, the whole God idea and all that's supposed to be all good, but it seems like it does a whole lot more more harm to everybody, and it just seems completely idiotic for adults to still believe in God. So, like, stuff like that on TV, I just kind of, think, like, I don't understand how people can believe such, like, a simple, short-sighted view like that.
Well, it's amazing that you can say you're acting out of love for something that you can't see at all, you know, really, and can't prove its own existence, really, and yet you are told by this thing that you are supposed to be showing love to and is supposed to be showing love to you to go and hate an actual human being that's right there in front of you that you can touch, you know, and smell or whatever.
Yeah.
It's mind. Yes, I agree. It is. You are among friends in that assumption, Matthew, because
and
it's mind-boggling.
I completely agree with you guys. I'm way, you know, past. I think the idea of religion is a great harm to humanity, no doubt. And it's been responsible for so many wars and so much killing and death.
Sure.
and so much misery and repression and just sadness in history. However, you know, I'm going to try to empathize with some people who are religious and try to, you know, get in their shoes and think maybe why they're religious. One is that a lot of people are taught this stuff from the time that they're little kids. And when you're taught something as a little kid, it can be really hard and scary to break out of that mindset. You know, it takes a lot of conscious effort and thought. Some people also find comfort in religion, like, you know, they're really bothered by the question of, well, what happens after I die? Or they really want justice, you know.
Or a sense of community.
You know, yeah.
Hey, kind of on that one. I mean, I know it's definitely a comforting thing to have the idea that there's this guy in the sky kind of watching over you.
And doesn't make it die, true, but it is comforting.
And when you die, you go to heaven. But I mean, the idea of like Santa Claus existing is nice too, and it brings comfort to children. But
it doesn't make it
a good thing to believe.
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't make it true. Doesn't make it, you know, a healthful, you know, an idea conducive to long term happiness either. But, yeah, maybe some people can't really see past that short-term comfort that they get. I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of don't really get that. And then as far as the, you know, teaching it in schools thing, I think that should be, frankly, illegal. Just to, you know, poison children's minds with something that's just completely illogical and doesn't make any sense to back up. Or actually, it cites a book that it cites itself. It's religion is cited by a book. Or, like, the existence of God is proven in the Bible and is written by Christians.
Yeah, you would want in school. You would want an evidence-based system. You know, you want stuff that you can actually like maybe take the kid outside and prove. And I don't mean like mm-hmm. you said, pick up a gold gilded book. You know, that has some nice words in it or something, not even nice words, and say, okay, this is why. You know, you'd want more than that. Yeah.
School is not based on evidence, or if it is based on evidence, maybe it's based on the evidence of what gets kids to fall in line and conform the most. Schools.
The preposterousness of government schools in itself is, that's a whole other ballgame. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, thank you for your thoughts, Matthew, tonight. I can understand it. I was a Christian at one point. I was actually raised Jewish, then I became a Christian, and, I mean, it was the switcheroos that you pull because, you know, apparently there isn't one truth, even though everybody claims that there's only one truth.
Yeah, that was one of the things that got me. It's like everybody claims that their religion is the one true religion, and they can't all be right, you know?
No, they can't. And I mean, even like, well, how do I know I'm interpreting the Bible right? Well, you ask the Holy Spirit to guide you in the interpretation of it. And I'm like, okay, so you're telling me that this pious person next to me came up with a totally different answer and the Holy Spirit gave him that too?
Mm.
Or am I just that much of the sinner? You know, which at the time I certainly wasn't.
Everybody's,
it doesn't make any sense.
Everybody's an atheist with respect to all those other gods. We just go one step further.
That's right. Anyway, crazy. But let's go ahead to the phones. Todd in Texas, are you with us?
Yeah, Todd, I'm here. But wanted to talk about maybe a little bit go off Matthew's topic, but,
okay.
I don't think it's up to, one person, say a governmental entity who said you can't preach in schools. You know, I know that's why they have private schools, but don't you think that, they should be allowed to interpret however they want?
The government's, well, I don't think there should be schools that are run by the government.
That's a bad idea in itself because that's vested interest.
Right. I mean, when you give control of your kids to the state, I mean, that's an issue. But I would say I even disagree with private schools, that are completely privately financed where parents are sending their kids to be told stuff about religion that, I think is provably not true.
Like Bitcoin?
Oh, gosh. Is he friends with Jason? Are you just trolling us? Seriously.
I have to agree with Jason on that one.
Uh-huh. Yes. Well, did you read the same book that he read?
Oh, I did not read that book. I don't know where that came from him, but that was... I have to agree on the Bitcoin backing part.
The book, too.
Wow, yep, he read the book.
Yeah.
Anyway, wow, that's amazing.
So when the trolls call in, they say that they're from Texas. Apparently, because they were both, they said.
But there's going to be that great Bitcoin conference down there. It looks like we get the chance to convert them all.
Oh, right. So. Cool. We can evangelize to the atheist Bitcoin non-believers.
That's right. I mean, if you want to call in and say, what is Bitcoin backed by? I thought we made a pretty good case. Or actually, I would even make the case nothing's backed by anything other than subjective
right.
value.
Well, that's what Austrian economics says. Right. All value is subjective. And it's funny because you hear these people, like Peter Schiff, who are supposedly into Austrian economics, but then they say, well, gold has intrinsic value. Intrinsic value isn't in Austrian economics.
That's because it's backed by aliens.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live anarchist edition. And boy, let me tell you, it's a hot Sunday night. I mean, I've never gotten to use the dump button before. Now I get to use it.
It's the first time for everything,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because we get these incredible trolls. But anyway.
They're not really that incredible.
No,
I mean, actually, they.
It's incredible how long some of them wait.
Yes, that is incredible.
Yeah.
They start off, you know, kind of convincing. Like, I had a feeling about that last one.
Yeah, me too.
But Jason was pretty convincing at the beginning. I'll give that to him.
Yeah, I thought maybe he was trying to bring up some valid points, and it just turned into what it turned into. But anyway, if Bitcoin is valued by, you know, it has no actual backing, and you can't, it's not real, then how come I can buy a VPN service with it? Okay? You hear it all the time. Our toll-free lines, the ProXPN toll-free call-in lines, 855-450-3733. That's ProXPN, and that is a VPN service, a global virtual private network that allows all your online data to be encrypted back and forth from your machine before it gets to the ISP, before it gets anywhere else on your machine. It's getting encrypted as it goes. It's phenomenal. In my opinion, as the golden stallion of the tech world, okay, I think everybody should have a VPN. If you value your privacy, you know, if you don't, okay, don't, you don't have to have one. But ProXPN is a phenomenal, phenomenal VPN service. It uses OpenVPN, which is open source. That means it gets checked by the geeks. Okay, you know, you can trust it. I trust it. And this is available for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, even Linux. Very, very easy to set up on any of those platforms. They have apps, or it's even very easy to set up in Linux. It's great. So, yeah, I mean, this is important because, you know, you have the NSA doing the business they're doing, GCHQ. You have, you know, just various bad actors, say, at airports, you know, that could essentially break into your web traffic.
Right, that's a man-in-the-middle attack or something.
Yeah, you could do a man-in-the-middle attack. All this gets encrypted before that could even happen. Okay, that's why it's important to have a VPN service, virtual private network. So you can go to proxpn.com/FTL, use the code FTL20, get 20% off the price, whether you go with the premium annual plan or just the monthly plan. And believe me, when you go with the annual, you're Coffee doesn't come that cheap, okay?
Yeah, seriously, you're paying like $5 a month or less.
Yeah, it might even be less.
So worth it.
Yeah, for what this does for the online insurance really that you're getting here, because you know privacy. I mean, it's your right to have it.
Yeah.
So take it. You know.
Now I have a question, Brian. So
yes.
If you're using a VPN like ProXPN, and you're at like a hotel, for instance. Will you be able to get around the paywall if they want you to buy internet access or whatever with their VPN?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
I've never tried to do that. I was just curious because this weekend I was actually at a couple of hotels where they're like, yeah, give us $50 for internet access. No way.
Right. Yeah, I've never actually tried that, and I've never heard of anyone trying that.
Okay.
So if someone does try that, and you're in a hotel tonight having a good time, who knows? I mean, we're having a good time here at Free Talk Live. Call in and let me know, because I have my own show, Sovryn Tech, which you can find at SovrynTech.com.
Great
and this
show.
Is what I do is I, you know, it's a podcast where I talk about technology and how it can set you free. And, you know, so if I find out about this, hey, I'll give you credit for it. You know, if this ends up being possible at hotel rooms. But anyway, you can use Bitcoin to get this VPN service. Believe me, you want it no matter where you are. And with Bitcoin, you actually get an even greater discount. Imagine that. They want Bitcoin so badly at ProXPN. And it's important to point out, this is a company, okay, that's got the mindset, the liberty mindset. Okay, and that's so rare. It really is. I mean, you got Overstock.com, yeah, you got all, but I mean, this is one, two, you know, this is another company where, yeah, they want a free world. They really, really do.
Mm.
Okay, and so they're accepting Bitcoin. That means, guess what? Haha, you can actually buy things with Bitcoin. ProXPN.com/FTL, use code FTL20.
Yep, do business with companies that share your values. That's how we're going to get the world freer, and ProXPN is one of those.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, earlier in the show, we were talking about, Stephanie, you went to the Passport to Freedom conference.
Correct.
Which was all about, you know, kind of like offshore banking stuff, getting financial security. A lot of that has to do with overseas things, you know, maybe moving.
Some of it was about stuff like offshore banking. Some of it was about like precious metals investing or like hiding, you know, having your gold stored offshore or whatever. But some of it was about mental tools for freedom and relationships and job freedom and building online businesses and so forth. So that was a variety.
Sure. There's quite a few things. But definitely moving, if not you, at least your money, is certainly one of the things, you know, that people would talk about.
Right.
And so I had this article I brought in, and it's from Policy Mike, and it's the 10 most corrupt and 10 least corrupt countries in the world.
Oh, this ought to be good.
Oh, yeah.
So first of all, who decided what were the most and least corrupt countries in the world?
Now, there's only so much information I can actually deliver on that.
Uh-huh.
The company that did it, or the group that came up with it, is called Transparency International. And they're at transparency.org. First launched in 1995, the Corruption Perceptions Index has been widely credited with putting the issue of corruption on the international policy agenda. And so they don't really give you a good list of how exactly do they define corruption.
Right.
You know,
it says corruption perception. So that do they survey people in those countries about how corrupt is your government?
Well, they said behind these numbers is the daily reality for people living in these countries. The index cannot capture the individual frustration of this reality, but it does capture the informed views of analysts, business people, and experts in countries around the world.
Okay.
So that's what we've got.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I mean, you can imagine pros and cons to different ways to doing a survey like this, but self-reporting is notoriously biased. You know, if you ask people how many calories did you eat today, usually they leave off about a third of the actual food that they ate.
Right.
So, you know, and it just goes on from there.
Right.
So if you ask people, like, how corrupt is your government on a scale of 1 to 10, you're probably not going to get super reliable data because people are used to living where they are and they might not see that or they might not have the international perspective.
Yeah.
But having people who are analysts probably makes it a little bit more accurate relative to the other places in the world.
Sure. And in fact, I mean, it'll be interesting to hear this list because, you know, one would say, at least I would, if you asked me what's the most corrupt country in the world, I would say the one with the largest government. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter if the people are happy. The one with the largest government's the most corrupt country, like just hands down.
Because all government is corrupt.
Exactly. Corrupt. In and of itself, you know, it's immoral and corrupt. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, you take a country like Norway. People are exceptionally happy there. It's a huge government. Government has their fingers in almost every pie.
Right.
You know, and it's a country that doesn't have a national debt. Mm. You know, so how would that fall under in this case? That's why I'm kind of disappointed that there's not like a full breakdown of how they counted this. As to where, you know, again, in my mind, it would have been very simple. I would have just said, okay, who's got the biggest, you know, and it would just be a measuring of that kind of thing. And, uh-huh. and whoever has the biggest is the most corrupt.
Rule of law is a joke. I mean, People say the U.S. is founded on rule of law, like which is supposed to be like the laws apply equally to everyone. But, I mean, you can see that that is not the case. Example after example every day.
Oh, sure. Yeah, and it's not representative of the people either. I mean, because I bring up this example all the time. If the people actually were the government, which is what always gets claimed, marijuana would be legal in the United States. Mm. Hands down. I'm not even, I'm not a marijuana user by any stretch of the imagination.
No, me neither.
But. You know what I mean? I think I'm in the minority. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that, you know, and I'm not knocking anybody in saying that. I'm just saying that most people are perfectly okay with marijuana, you know, being out and about. And so it just, it shows the sham that governments are. But anyway, let's get into this with the 10 most corrupt. We all know every government is at least a little corrupt. Again, I would argue they're completely. But have you ever wondered just how corrupt a certain country's government is around the world, or which country is the most corrupt? Well, there's an answer. Transparency International has released its 2013 rankings of the most and least corrupt countries in the world. And Transparency International gave 177 countries scores ranging from 0 to 100, most to least corrupt. So if your country has a score of 0, I recommend getting out as fast as you can. And if it has a score of 100, well, no one likes a goody two-shoes. Thankfully, there weren't any perfectly corrupt or perfectly not corrupt countries this year, but some came very close. So the most corrupt countries, we'll start with the most corrupt in 2013. And I think we're just going to hold that.
Oh, what a cliffhanger. I'm curious what it is. I haven't read this.
That's right. And so, you know, your thoughts. What do you think is the most corrupt country in the world? We'll give you this list, but you might have your own. You can call in 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets.
But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. And tonight you are being joined by the Free Talk Live anarchists, that being Brian.
And Stephanie. Does that make us the A-Team?
I love it. Yes. Dun, 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 dun. Sorry, okay, anyway. You know, the A-Team was actually, that was one of the first things that like really got me to understand liberty. It's like, wait a minute, the cops can't handle justice at all. It takes these private mercs to get the job done, being very, very generous, very kind people.
Yeah, benevolent,
magnanimous. Yeah, thank you very much. Stephanie, you had...
Oh, yeah. Well, if you want to take your worthless bitcoins that aren't backed by anything, I'm sure the guys at Bitcoin Store would be happy to exchange them for a computer.
Wait a minute. Bitcoin Store?
Yes. Bitcoin
Is that somehow inferring that you actually get something from Bitcoin?
You do. Imagine that. You take this thing that doesn't exist, that's out in the ether, it's an intangible, non-backed commodity.
And you can buy a computer?
You can buy a computer, but that's not all you can buy. You can actually buy 500,000 items on BitcoinStore.com.
But then wouldn't those 500,000 items represent a value that the Bitcoins have?
Well, I think they might, Brian. Maybe we ought to rethink this.
I'm so confused.
We ought to rethink this whole thing.
I don't understand.
You don't know what's real anymore.
I don't know what's real.
Well, bitcoins are real, and they do exist. And just because they live on the internet and they don't really require much physical equipment to move them around and access and send payments, you can still get real-world items with them. Including computers and all kinds of electronics. They're from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, Ingram Micro, and they are sold at 0% markup. And the reason that they are sold at 0% markup, there's actually a couple reasons, and I think you'll like all of these reasons. One is to incentivize you to part with your bitcoins, because believe it or not, these so-called worthless bitcoins actually... Sometimes companies have trouble getting customers to spend them because people want to hang on to their bitcoins because
of the value.
They see value in them, right? So they have to incentivize them to spend the bitcoin somehow. So they have done that with a 0% markup.
Right. So you're getting a great deal because you're using bitcoin in and of itself.
Absolutely. But you have to pay with bitcoin at Bitcoin Store. There's no credit card orders or anything like that. They just won't. Now, they won't even deal with fiat.
Now I heard that you don't have to give them any information other than an address. It doesn't even have to be your address to be able to buy a computer off of there. You could do it pretty much anonymously other than the wallet address, but of course you could anonymize that to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
Now, That's crazy. Why would I want to do that? Why would I want privacy? Can't I just mail them some silver or something?
That would be pretty cumbersome, and then by the time it gets there, the exchange rate might have changed, and you're out of luck.
Boy, if I was a mailman and I felt weight of silver in something, and I'd know. Anyway, Bitcoin Store, phenomenal.
Yes, and I wanted to say the other reason that they want you to use Bitcoin at bitcoinstore.com is because, honestly, the proprietor of Bitcoin Store, Roger Ver, has said that he wants to encourage other companies like Amazon, Newegg, eBay to start using Bitcoins.
Very
That's
liberty-minded
part of the
individual.
Mission of Bitcoin Store. And yes, just a fantastic liberty activist and Bitcoin activist, Roger. We really appreciate Roger and all that he does here on Free Talk
Absolutely.
Live.
Absolutely. A company definitely wanting a free world, just like you, the listener, do.
Right, right. So if you want a free world, you know, a great way to help that along is to do business with those who share your values, and you have the opportunity to do that at bitcoinstore.com.
Phenomenal. Let's go ahead. We'll go right to the phones. You can call in with your thoughts, of course, on anything, 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. But let's go to Robert in Vermont. Robert, are you with us?
Hey, I'm here.
Excellent. What's on your mind, Robert?
When I was a lot younger, you know, I thought that an anarchist was somebody like a member of the Hells and Eagles.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a word that admittedly does have kind of an image problem.
Do they call them, does Hells Angels, the motorcycle gang, actually call themselves anarchists?
I don't know that they do, but go ahead, Robert.
Well, equally funny about this, I actually learned what an anarchist was through watching The Sons of Anarchy.
The Sons of Anarchy?
Oh, okay, that's a show on AMC or A&E, one of those.
Yeah.
Ron Perlman.
And
I think
what's the basis of Sons of Anarchy? What's it about?
Brian, you go ahead. You explain it. You could do it better than I could.
It's a biker gang show, and they essentially, you know, they don't respect the rule of law of any kind, and they're kind of the heroes. And I mean, there's a lot of family drama. It's about a family kind of group, and I think that about covers it.
Right.
They ride a very thin line.
Yeah, that's a fact. So, but I mean, you know, they do things voluntarily, you know, I mean, it's not, I worry about this, that people like look for libertarian themes where there aren't any, per se. I mean, Robert's right. This is a way to learn, okay, what does anarchy really mean, or how would some people really institute it with themselves? Yes, this is a way that gets done.
So are you saying basically there are stereotypes of anarchists? I mean, immediately what comes to mind is, there was a former co-host of, Free Talk Live, Dale. And he has his own show called Flaming Freedom.
Great
and
show.
He's a gay guy. And he loves to say this, and I love his phrase. He loves to say, being gay means one thing. It means you're a guy who likes guys. That's all it means. That's all it means. So, you know.
What does it mean? You're happy?
It doesn't mean you're happy or flamboyant or fabulous or love to decorate or.
Daniel Webster would disagree.
You know, have a certain style of dress or anything like that. All it means is you're a guy who likes guys. And it's true. If you're an anarchist, all it means is you don't want coercive government, you know.
Yeah, no gods, no
you
masters.
You don't want rulers.
Well, no
some
hierarchy.
People wouldn't even say no gods.
Yeah, some
Christian
people still
anarchist,
have their gods.
So-called. But,
right.
Anyway.
Robert, what else is on your mind?
Brian, I had a technical question I wanted to ask you because I know you are very, very talented, very, very smart.
Thank you, sir.
I'll try and I'll explain this as briefly as I can.
Okay.
Now I'm talking to an iPhone.
Okay.
I don't have my internet service was taken down from my desktop.
Sure.
And I bought my plan. I bought Straight Talk.
Okay.
And I had to break my phone to be able to, you know, get this all set up.
Right.
And I bought the Straight Talk package in the state of Vermont where I live at. Now, what I didn't know was that Straight Talk is not, doesn't have any type of cell tower carrier in the state of Vermont. Okay.
Okay.
So, you know, I get a signal and then sometimes I don't. And, you know, I guess it depends on the weather, I guess. But anyway,
sure, it's really spotty.
Right. But on when I go on to Free Talk Live on here, there's three different bandwidths. It's low, medium, and high.
Right.
One would you recommend?
I would go on the lowest one because, I mean, it's not like you're listening to music, you know, where you're going to have, you know, where you really need that audio fidelity, because the speaker that's on your iPhone isn't that grand anyway. You know what I mean? It makes sense to go ahead and use the lowest one. Straight Talk is a great service. It uses like AT&T's lines. Straight Talk is essentially, it's like Sprint or Verizon or any of those.
Is it Walmart's thing?
Yeah, Walmart. It's through Walmart, but it offers pretty much unlimited data, which is great. So you could use the high-end one, but if your signal's not that good, you'd probably want to use the lower-end one, Robert. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, and with this package, which is really kind of nice, I guess the unlimited phone, here I am, I'm promoting the package. I guess I don't want to do that.
No, that's all right. I mean, it's only like $45, and you know, really, especially in this area, of course, we're in New Hampshire, in Robertson, Vermont, not far away at all.
Yeah.
You know, the internet carriers are terrible. Well, Vermont actually has Fios that you can access.
That's what I was thinking of.
But that's even limited in Vermont where you can access that. But my point is that really like the like Comcast is atrocious in this area, in my opinion. And so like I like running off of my 4G, you know, with Sprint more than I like running up. You know, my cell service is better than my internet service in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So not a bad thing to have unlimited for, Robert. I think that's a great move. I really, really appreciate your question and your thoughts. And, you know, the word anarchy, I know there's some, I mean, some of the other hosts don't like to use it, and I totally understand the reservations, you know, because I feel kind of the same way. I don't know about you, Stephanie. And we'll get to the most corrupt country's story in the last hour of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, like capitalism, I'm not a huge fan of using that word so much. I mean, I think that one, I mean, that's just me. You know, no one else has to agree with me on that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a word, I mean, talk about something that's just, like, laced.
Yeah.
With a lot of, you know, because the word anarchy, I think, no matter how you slice it, says freedom.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who's using it, what group uses it, you know, even unfortunately, if it's a violent thing, it is talking about freedom overall. It is talking about no governments.
Right.
That's where capitalism, that has no problems. Yeah, I know in its bare bones, it has no problems with government.
I'm a very tolerant person, and I'm different than most people, but
sure.
I can appreciate both sides of capitalism.
Yeah, me too.
The word, you know.
Absolutely.
We can talk about that more in a minute.
Yeah, we can. So your thoughts. I mean, how do you feel about the word anarchist or the word capitalism? You can call in 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
Ooh, I feel bad for that tissue.
I have a cold that took NyQuil, but I'm still stuffy.
So you're saying you have a cold, took NyQuil cold and flu liquid gels, but you're still stuffy. Should have taken Alka-Seltzer Plus night liquid gels. They fight your toughest cold symptoms, plus have a fast-acting decongestant to relieve your stuffy nose.
What?
Alka-Seltzer Plus night liquid gels relieve nasal congestion. That's what.
It's good to know. Oh, what a relief it is.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.